Guardian Unlimited.
My name's Safraz Manzor, and I am backstage at the Covent Garden at the Royal Opera House for the BAFTA Awards. And at the moment, I remember last year it was at the Odeon Leicester Square, so it's a slightly different venue. And I'm just outside the winners' press conference, where the winners come through after they've won the award. The first award that's come through has been for the Outstanding British Film Award, and that was given to The Last King of Scotland. So Peter Morgan, and probably the first of many trips for Peter Morgan, who's going to be coming through alongside Kevin MacDonald, etc. So hopefully when they come through, we'll have a chance to have a quick word. I've got a question for Peter. What do Tony Blair, Richard Nixon and Idi Amin have in common that you would want to explore their imaginations?
I don't know. I'm just riveted by unusual relationships. And the relationship between Idi Amin and this young Scottish doctor was a creation of Giles Bowden's in the novel Asking Scotland. But I immediately saw something that had some sort of echoes. I just think dictators are not born, they're made. And sometimes it's nice to tell Red Riding Hood from the point of view of the horse.
I've now come from the winners' press conference room into the general press area, and just to give you an idea what's going on here, we have about 30 or 40 journalists with their laptops all working away. Then there's lots of other people who are all watching the ceremony as it's happening. Then there's TV cameras, various other media form, and this is a lot more of a noisy buzz. There's a lot more going on. The other room was a lot more quiet, and that was where all the winners were, and that's where the interviews took place. Now, Andrea Arnold has just won for Red Road, and she'll probably be talking in the press conference in a few seconds. And just before this, we heard from Eva Green, who was the who won the Rising Star Newcomer Award. Now, Eva Green might be a bit of a newcomer, but Paul Greengrass has been around. He started out in documentaries, then drama documentaries, and he's just won an award for director for United 93, a slightly surprising choice considering he was up against Martin Scorsese for one. But hopefully when he comes through, I'll be able to ask him a question about United 93.
Paul, hi. What do you think you brought to the film that an American director wouldn't have done?
Well, I mean, it's a question I've been asked a lot, obviously, and to be honest, it gets to the point where you think, well, maybe it is because I'm a Brit, you know, maybe it is a term American. But I honestly don't think that's the really critical thing. Maybe a bit. I think I felt much, much more strongly making it that the decisive issue for me was that I'd spent many, many years off and on making films about political violence, the causes, its consequences, you know, mainly in Northern Ireland, though also in the Middle East and elsewhere. And what making films in Northern Ireland imperfectly taught me of the things that I've just talked to, and also of the overwhelming importance to speak of these things, you know. I mean, I grew up at a time when it was impossible, near on, that's not true, not impossible, very, very, very hard to make anything about Northern Ireland. I mean, I'm going back, you know, late 70s, early 80s, where even in order to film in Northern Ireland, to go through a regulatory system.
Now, if Paul Greengrass was a slightly surprised winner there, there are no surprises at all about Forrest Whitaker. His performance on The Last King of Scotland was an absolutely towering performance, and he's been hotly tipped for the Oscars, and he's just won an award for Best Actor at the BAFTA, so hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to him as well.
Congratulations. It was an interesting mixture of menace and charm. I was wondering, was there anybody in your past that you used to inspire you to try and play that character?
Not really. I think I was more inspired by like the Barbara Schroeder documentary, and I was inspired by what people said to me about how they view his presence, and sometimes they would be afraid. Not knowing whether to laugh or whether to be upset, so it was that that made me understand more about it.
Well, if Forrest Whitaker was the king of the BAFTA, then there's no doubt who was the queen. It was Helen Mirren, and she has won, as expected, for her performance as the queen in the film of the same name. It'll be interesting to see when she comes along what she has to say about what has been a remarkable year, not just for her performance in The Queen, but for a couple of other pretty stunning performances.
I won an Emmy for Elizabeth I, not for The Queen. I won a Golden Globe for Elizabeth I and for The Queen. It is encampment that I did a year, a very intense year of very challenging work. I had three superb roles to play. I had Elizabeth I, the Queen, and Long Time Suspect. So I was very lucky, and they happened. I worked my butt off, you know, for a year. And of course, they all came out in the following year. And now I'm getting the, you know, the reaction to those three pieces of work. It's not just the one piece of work, it's all three.
Well, that was Helen Mirren, and that was the last major award of the evening, and so that's the end of the BAFTAs, and it's been a it's quite interesting when you're actually backstage. You don't feel quite as much part of it as if you're actually in the Royal Opera House, but then you do get a chance to see how it really is with speaking to the winners as well. And it's all interesting because it's only 2 weeks now till Oscar night, and we'll see whether the winners of tonight are going to be replicated then.
Guardian Unlimited.